Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Boz Berger. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Owen steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Owen moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Walker moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Radcliffe trying to get to home. Moses throws the ball into Brucker who tags Radcliffe who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott bunts towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Renza moves to second. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Finney moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Owen reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renza hits a pop-up towards short. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 0 in the game. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sperry hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berger moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. There goes Owen trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Werber, who tags Owen for the out. One out. It's 6-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brucker for a passed ball. Walker moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rensa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brucker moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Brucker scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sperry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sperry moves to second. Dave Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Parker catches it and throws to first to double up Krivic. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sperry moves to second. Dave Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Walker reaches second base with a double. Berger scores. Owen moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on not Moses moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball towards center. Krivic settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Krivic. Moses moves to third. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Werber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.